You could not ask for a better, more bluebird afternoon for some Election Day sign waving. Around noon today, a dozen or so Kenai candidates and supporters were doing just that.
You gotten a lot of honks out here?
Well, it's hard to say because there's a whole lot of other people. So yeah, there's been honking. I think positive honking.
That's Henry Nakstedt, a candidate for Kenai City Council. He's out on the intersection of Kenai Spur and Bridge Access Road today, encouraging passerby to hit the polls. Nakstedt, who's a council incumbent, already voted absentee. Nakstedt is one of three candidates running for the two open spots on the Kenai City Council. His opponents, Tia Winger and incumbent Tim Navar, are also stationed on that street corner this afternoon. Election Day sign waving takes place every year, but this campaign season was anything but normal. Nakstedt says he's used to going door to door for votes.
Oh gosh, it's a lot different. I mean, the social functions that might have happened that I would have gone to, I went to the chamber. I think was the only real social function that I went to when we did that debate, as opposed to all the other ones I would normally have. I'd be knocking on doors. Been a little more driving down the road when I'm putting out signs, see somebody out in their yard and saying, hi, I'm Henry.
Navar says he thinks the lack of in-person campaigning has made it harder for people to get to know the candidates.
This year I don't always do a flyer, but this year I did a flyer. It's not the way for people to really get to know the candidates or understand the issues, because they look to the campaign to help them make up their minds, and there wasn't as great of an opportunity to do that.
Winger says the pandemic didn't really change the way she campaigned because she doesn't like going door to door anyway. She's having a results party tonight for those who have helped with her campaign. Judging by the number of people with Winger for Council signs at that street corner alone, she's had a lot of support.
So I have people that I've met through the years. My family has been a big support for me. Friends from high school, people I've just met that just literally walk up and grab a sign. So it's been great.
Mike McBride is standing a few feet away from Winger, holding candidate signs for Richard Derkevorkian, one of three candidates for the Kenai seat on the Borough Assembly, and Charlie Pierce, the incumbent candidate for Borough Mayor. He says he's also here to support Winger.
That's the reason that I have selected these candidates to support, is because I think that they best will represent the people. And if you remember your American government lesson, you know, it's supposed to be all about we the people. You know, government for the government by the government, which we get a lot, you know, these days.
Also running for the Kenai Assembly seat are Jim Duffield and incumbent Hal Smalley. Duffield withdrew from the race, but not in time for the ballot to be changed. By noon, Smalley, who's out at the same intersection, has already had quite the day.
I got here about 7 o'clock this morning. I'll be here off and on. I'm going to probably leave for about an hour. I've got some errands to run. And then I'll be back, and then I'm going to start pulling signs about 6 o'clock tonight.
This was Smalley's first time voting by mail. He says it was quick and easy and that the instructions were very clear. Susan Smalley, who's on the same corner holding signs, also voted by mail.
I voted by mail so long ago that this morning I had a little panic attack because I couldn't remember for sure if I had voted.
She said she and Navar were wondering this morning how much good signs do when many have already voted. This year, the borough sent absentee ballot request forms to all registered voters. Both the borough and the city saw large by-mail turnout.
The tradition in our community is to stand out and hold signs the night before and then the day of. And when I was visiting with Tim Navar, we were discussing what good it does anyway. And usually it's to remind people. I think few people choose you by your ability to wave a flag or a sign. But also now it's different because so many people have already voted. And so it's just a different thing. And tonight we are likely to not know the outcome of the election, which we always do.
Down the street at the Kenai Mall, people are voting, just not as many as usual. Still, it's more than expected, says Carol Fries, retired Kenai City Clerk and Chair of Kenai Precinct 1.
We've been really surprised by how many voters have come in. The last time I looked, it was about 315, but you split that in half because we have two ballots going.
Those two ballots are the borough ballot and the city ballot. Overall, Fries says the number of voters they get each year depends on what's on the ballot. Fries has been scrubbing down tables and chairs after people vote. The borough did not make such measures mandatory, but Friess and her team are doing them anyway. Even so, a few regular poll workers opted not to work this election.
I had usually, I think, two other people that normally work and didn't want to work this year because of the COVID issue.
Voters are turning out in Soldotna, too, though there are fewer sign holders than in Kenai. At about 1:30 p.m. on the intersection of the Spur and Sterling Highways, there are about 8 sign holders, all for Charlie Pierce. That's probably because the 3 Soldotna City Council and mayoral candidates are running unopposed. It's certainly not for any civic apathy. Over at the Soldotna Library, the parking lot is packed with voters. Forrest Henry says he's voting in person because he's worried about voter fraud.
I get it, the mailing system is necessary for some individuals, but the way they're doing the way they're pushing the voting system now, just, you know, it leaves too much in the hands of people who don't necessarily have the interest of the people in heart.
5 borough communities have voted exclusively by mail for the last 10 years. Borough Clerk Johnny Blankenship has said that there has never been a successful case of voter fraud. Henry says he's mostly voting today to weigh in on Proposition 2, a ballot measure that, if passed, would repeal the current hybrid vote-by-mail system. Tim Walker also says he's worried about voter fraud with mail-in voting.
I think voting in person is important for the aspect of we don't really know what's happening with the mail-in, and I just wanted to be able to do it in person, make sure my vote counts in the proper way.
Walker said he feels optimistic about Soldotna's future.
I think things look good here. I'm hopeful that we'll continue getting through this pandemic. I work for the hospital, and so we've been having to stay very vigilant, but I think things are going really well.
Linda Story, another voter at the library, says she was excited to vote for Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, who's also running for Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor. She's pleased with how orderly and clean things were inside the polling place. As to why she chose to vote in person this year.
I'm close, and it was easier, and it's a nice day.
Polls close at 8 p.m., though it's possible results for some races will not be announced until later, since so many people voted absentee this year. We'll be keeping you updated with results as they roll in. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.